Hey teachers, if you're tired of not knowing how to create your lessons that reach EL newcomers in your classroom in a way that your content is actually accessible to them, and you no longer want to be limited by the constant push to move your ELs forward without concrete understanding behind why simple accommodations in your already existing lessons make all the difference for the newcomers, I have something exciting to share with you. I have compiled every masterclass I have ever recorded on how to teach and reach English learners in a regular education classroom. I am talking strategies, how-tos, and ready-made resources, and have created a digital masterclass library called Light the Way to EL Teaching Success, where you can get instant access to 10 practical and actionable videos, 8 done-for-you lessons, and 1 professional development certificate for 3 hours of your time. If you are looking for practical PD that you can do on your own time and gain all the knowledge you need about teaching English learners from the comfort of your home, Light the Way to EL Teaching Success Digital Masterclass Library is for you. To learn more and to join, click the link in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you inside. You're listening to episode 105 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. Teaching ELs is not complicated, yet I hear from so many overwhelmed teachers who have lost sight of the forest for the trees. Schools are notorious for grasping onto the newest programs and ideas for teaching English learners, which sometimes work, but frequently puts a lot of unnecessary pressure on all teachers, especially when they're not used, those programs are not used for a long enough period of time. Maybe they don't work for that particular district, but they're continued, or there are no clear guidelines of who does what, when, and how. Let's talk a little bit about some things that might cause confusion. For example, co-teaching can be great when all parties involved know what is expected of them and have clear guidelines. Another thing could be having one EL teacher in the building is great when the number of students is manageable and that teacher doesn't have to rush to other schools to help other students. And keeping standards high for English learners in the regular education classroom is a must, but the classroom teacher must also be able to deliver content in an equitable way that reaches all students, including English learners. There are so many misconceptions about teaching ELs, and I'm going to address 3 of them in this episode. Plus, I will share a way for you to begin including ELs in your lessons without spending hours of extra planning. Are you ready? Let's get to the episode. Hello and welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grossless, otherwise known as Simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. I recently had a conversation with a teacher who shared with me 2 pretty accurate sentiments. One, teaching English learners is not and doesn't have to be complicated. Yes, we have to have the background information, which takes learning, right? But it is not really that complicated. And 2, when you know the strategies and tools to use that will move your English learners forward in listening, reading, writing, and speaking, use those tools consistently, not just use them once and then not know if they worked or didn't work and then move on to the next one. Using the tools consistently is what's going to bring results. Rome wasn't built in a day, and language is not learned in a day. Yet we lose ourselves in the rush to get to the next unit, next assessment, next level. Let's take a pause and breathe in. A classroom teacher has so many moving parts on any given day that when you get a newcomer placed in your regular education classroom, whether it's language arts, social studies, math, or science, it is very natural that you can get overwhelmed and begin asking yourself, how am I going to teach this child? The answer is this: one step and one day at a time. So let's get to the bottom of this overwhelm and tackle some of the misconceptions we might have about teaching English learners in our classroom in the first place. So misconception number one is this: my newcomers don't understand anything. This is a blanket statement used when we are feeling that it is too much for both us and the student. And it might not be wrong. After all, there is a period of time when someone who has never learned English really doesn't understand anything that is being said to them and is unable to express themselves. But let's dissect this a little further. They might not understand everything in English, but here are several things to keep in mind. First, they might already have the concepts you are teaching in their first language. So is there a way for you to have a one-on-one with the student, even for 5 minutes? Maybe use a Google Translate or another translation tool to figure out what they do know? Or this would be a much better use of your time and would also give you information about how you can help them. And number two, it might seem that the student is just sitting there in class and not doing anything, but those first days and weeks and even months are ones for comprehensible exposure to language, which the students get while they're in school, for building connections and safety and security, which are essential for any learning, including language learning, and for learning the basics of their new language so they can express their needs. So yes, it might seem that they're sitting there not understanding and not doing anything, but in fact, the process is invisible. So we can help them in the way that we can help them. So whether you feel like this thought pops into your head, but they don't understand anything, here are a few strategies you can incorporate right away. The first one is pretty simple. And sometimes when we work in middle and high school, it seems like, oh, how should I do this? But I implemented it in my classroom because every time a student comes in and asks me a question, I have to point to the same thing. That means label most frequently used items in your classroom and when speaking, point to them: desk, board, pencil, stapler, sharpener, and so on. The students come to me and say, can I use this? How do you call it in English? So trust me, this is going to pay off. When teaching content area vocabulary, instead of lengthy and wordy definitions in English, provide images with translations as necessary for your newcomers. Okay, so you can show them the image, you can say the English word, they can have both the English word and the translation there, but at least it will be much more comprehensible to them. I understand that there are some concepts that are difficult to tackle, but that is something, you know, that we can work on further. In addition, choose 2 or 3 content area words per week for them and teach those explicitly. Make sure the students can pronounce the word, know the meaning, and can write it. And then the third thing you can do right away when you think that the students are just sitting there not understanding anything, use short and targeted sentences with words that carry the most meaning, such as nouns and verbs, to give instructions to the students, okay? Again, utilizing the visuals, utilizing the pointing and the body language, and ask them yes or no questions so they can respond more easily. Now, let's go to misconception number two. And this is a big one for me, and I know for a lot of other EL teachers. The statement when we hear somebody say, I am a subject area teacher, I do not teach language. I'm a math teacher, I'm not a language teacher. I'm a science teacher, I'm not a language teacher. I totally get that the thought that you too are considered a language teacher is uncomfortable. I get it. This might be especially acute if you yourself feel discomfort or haven't had success with studying another language. But let me assure you, every teacher is a teacher of language. It doesn't mean that every teacher needs to be a language expert, okay? So no extensive grammar knowledge is required of you. You are the expert of the language of your subject area. Language is used differently in each subject. And as the expert of your subject area, you can help build students' awareness of the language and the way it is used in your specific field. So all teachers and staff should be working with ELs to move them forward in their academic language. And if you want to hear a little bit more about this, I have a free audio training that I'm going to link underneath this episode for you to listen and to share with your colleagues. Now we have misconception number three. I will just use the same strategies for all my students and it will work. All right, so good teaching is good teaching or something like that. I have found that in order to teach someone, we need to have a little bit of background information about them, right? So I have released several episodes about the language acquisition process, about proficiency levels, about adapting assessments, and I will link them in the show notes for you to listen to. This information helps you understand that while the general term is English learners, it's kind of like a blanket or umbrella term, not all of the English learners are at the same proficiency level or have the same linguistic and educational backgrounds. This means that what works really well for a newcomer student, somebody who is just starting to learn English, the basic vocabulary and sentence structure, the strategies used for them might not work for a more proficient English learner. Therefore, having a toolkit of those strategies that you can plug into your lessons whenever you need them is essential. I have created a checklist specifically geared toward classroom teachers who have EL newcomers in their classroom and are wondering what it takes to grow them from level to level at an appropriate pace. Even more, I know that teachers want in-the-moment strategies to accommodate and modify with the appropriate level of rigor for your ELs to grow in their speaking, listening, reading, and writing abilities. And that's what my free checklist, which I called Accommodate and Modify Your Lessons for ELs with Less Than 1 Hour of Prep a Week, helps you start with. You might think this will take forever in your planning to include these particular strategies for teaching EL newcomers that I share in the checklist, but let's call this a bonus misconception, the fact that in your mind, it will add more time and more work. Once you understand what to expect from your newcomers in your classroom, yes, I share the social expectations and communication there as well, you will then be able to identify the strategies that work best for them in that moment. Usually, when planning content area lessons, we already have the content, which typically takes the longest to find. We then have to see how we can adapt it to ensure our ELs get that content. In my Accommodate and Modify Your Lessons for ELs checklist, you have a list of 15 strategies that you can plug into your lessons and see which one works best for your particular newcomers. You can find the link to the checklist in the show notes underneath this episode. I hope you found this episode useful. If you are an EL teacher, please share this with your colleagues. I'm on a mission to reach as many teachers as possible and help them discover their own power in reaching multilingual learners in your classroom. As always, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest misconceptions when teaching ELs? Send me a message on Instagram and let's chat. Thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do two things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL ELL teachers. And of course, there's a third thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at SimplyYevaESL, Facebook SimplyYeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.